It's your boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for another smoke session with your motherfucking boy. It's your boy Chuck Nichols here. Yeah, so I tell y'all, every time I come on here, I bring a family member on. Today's a motherfucking, oh man, I've been waiting to vibe with my guy for a bit. It's my motherfucking brother.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Go ahead, introduce, tell the people who you are, bro.
Hey, man, listen, man.
Huh?
You know I hate this part.
Nah, we do this. Let's go.
Motherfucking Mr. New Haven.
Yes.
Bill Blunt in the motherfucking building,
you
man.
You dig?
Peace and blessings, man.
Huh?
My world, what the fuck is good, man?
What's good? We here,
Street
man.
New Haven live to you, man.
You feel me? Smoke session with Nichols, we here.
Fucking do, baby. I'm in the building with you.
Phil, what's good?
Finally.
What's good? Finally. We got a lot of things to work on and to talk about today, but you know, we're gonna get all these projects out the way.
Man,
yeah,
listen,
we about to fuck the game
bro,
up.
What you need to know, man. You know it's real.
Not me.
Shit.
For the people who don't know, tell them, you know, what you do. I want Mr. New Haven talk to him. I'm hyped for this shit.
Man, you know, I'm a man of more words when it comes to on track, man. But I make music. I'm a lifer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I run these parts, man.
Oh, word.
You know what I'm saying?
I fuck with you. I fuck with you, though.
You know what
word.
I'm saying? I rule it with an iron fist and all
hell,
that. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? No. I make music, man. I'm a lifer, man.
Yeah.
Lifelong writer, rapper, entertainer.
Okay.
Father, you know what I'm saying? You know, engineer,
word.
Videographer.
Word.
You know? I love this music shit, man.
Hell yeah.
I love
yeah.
this music shit.
Hell yeah. So,
you know,
this music, you just put out a joint, right? You put out a tape, Biggie's Pen?
Yeah, man. It's like
fire.
It's like Project 19th Project and shit like that.
Like, I've been following, but Biggie Pen right now.
That's
since you dropped it.
That shit working.
Yeah.
That shit working.
That shit kind of. Stay on repeat a little bit. Yeah, I fuck with it. What inspired you to name it Biggie's Pen?
It was a line on the record in one of the tracks.
Uh-huh.
And I said something about Biggie's Pen, and I was like, that line is a little too big for it to be just a line.
Word.
So I was like, you know, my marketing mindset, the Biggie's Pen.
Word.
You know what I mean? Because they for one, they say you don't write.
Yeah.
But I, in my better judgment, say he write. And then now we got it. Like, officially C said he wrote.
Word.
Up until the double album, the one he dropped.
Life After Death.
Yeah.
Word.
So he actually did write, had pen and paper. But that was the whole theme behind it. No, Biggie's Pen.
I think that whole no writing thing was the whole theme of that era. Like, that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
we from that era.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Jay used to say that shit.
Well, more people say Jay. Like, I never heard nobody say Jay had the pen. You know what I mean? But I also heard him say he was sitting there mumbling it for a minute. So if you're doing that, you're really writing.
And what if like, you spit a joint, say, at a radio station, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on your album. What do you say? Is that a written?
Shit.
But is it a written, though?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know how...
Well, once you memorized it.
Well, you know how niggas go to the radio station, they freestyle, and they drop a joint?
Well, are they using the same lyrics?
Yes.
But it ain't the same.
It ain't.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a freestyle anymore.
It's not, right? All right, so.
Well,
you know.
I mean, it is a freestyle, man. If that motherfucker was that good that you could take it to the studio
and record
it verbatim with no
yeah.
changes, that's a motherfucking freestyle. Nah, I take that back. That's a freestyle.
Word.
That's a freestyle.
Word. That's a freestyle. I don't know, man. Cause...
If you spit that shit off the top of your head, and then what you recorded on that record is that verbatim, I'll still give it freestyle.
Huh. Okay.
You know what I mean? Because you still thought about that on a spur, which I don't think nobody could do, bro. Like, I don't think there's motherfuckers out here spitting no freely that nice that you just gonna put that on records.
On records?
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
just like bar for bar?
Well, it's two different talents, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
freestyle.
A lot of people don't understand that, though. They think it's just rap. They think it's just rap, Phil. Like, that's how this generation, and I think a lot of people, not just this generation, a lot of niggas think it's just rap. Like, oh, I rap.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's two different talents.
I came up freestyling.
Yeah.
And I can't freestyle for shit no more. Because I'm a songwriter.
Ain't that crazy?
I'm too into songs and on beats and cadences and hooks. And nigga,
that shit is crazy.
Picture me running around trying to freestyle some shit. But we used to do it for hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no problem.
People can tell you, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody else can tell you on how I used to do that.
Word.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah, 19 albums, you said?
Yeah, I gotta be on, like, my 19th, 20th project. Like, when it comes to albums and mixtapes. And then
okay.
All my mixtapes was original music, so.
What's your favorite out of the 19?
Biggie's Pen.
Biggie's Pen? Yeah. See? Biggie's yeah. Pen.
Because Biggie's Pen are full is an album full of records that to me,
uh-huh.
I have a bunch of records better than all those records, but it was the way those records told whatever story they told from the beginning format, to end.
Yeah,
that's all that mattered.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I just like the way it worked itself out.
Yeah,
and I always listen back at projects and I'm like, I would have did. I don't have no I would have did for this one.
Word.
So, yeah. So far this is my baby.
Yeah. Plus,
I did this totally by myself. I engineered it, recorded it, mixed it, mastered it. Everything by myself.
Word.
Yeah. I bottled myself up and knocked it out.
Word. That's dope as fuck. Yep. That's dope as fuck. Hell yeah. 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 So, you got any, well...
You know I've always had a studio.
Yeah.
So, I've had a studio, you know, up for the last 10 years.
Word.
And I've had a plethora of engineers working. You know what I'm saying? So, for me to record it myself, I never had to.
Mm.
You know what I mean? My last
project. So this was your first joint you ever recorded by yourself and everything?
And I didn't have to. I just wanted to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've recorded plenty of songs by myself. I've mixed plenty of songs by myself, but I've never sat down at album time and didn't have my man, let's go and let's...
Yeah,
let's,
yeah,
let's,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this
yeah,
time it was all me. I just bottled myself up. You know what I mean?
It was like, we gonna do this.
Yeah, because right now the studio's not open to the public.
Okay.
Like, I only record me.
And, okay.
And music that I'm involved with.
Mm.
Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
a few artists.
Get yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doors, but it ain't that serious.
Word. Fucking. This is what we going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, smoke session with Nichols. You know what it is.
Uh-huh.
Fuck with us. Got my guy Phil Blount
in here. You know what the fuck it is.
Phil Blount.
We
blazing. You yes, know what sir. It is. Smoke session. It's your boy.
It's good, too.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this is Big Rich of Richard Dotson Photography. Tell me, if you ain't listen to Smoke Session with Nichols, then you fucking up. Smoke Session with Nichols on Anchor and anywhere where podcasts are available. You heard?
Smoke Session with Nichols, we back at it. Back in here with my guy Phil Blount. So how do you pronounce it real quick? Blunt or Blount?
Blunt.
Blunt?
Mm-hmm.
Phil Blount.
Yes, sir. Phil Blount.
Phil Blount?
Yes, now that was the one you ain't know.
Phil Blount.
Phil Blount.
Explain that to me.
It's spelled Phil, but it's pronounced Phil.
Phil, okay, Phil Blunt. That's what it is, Phil no Blunt. Doubt. So don't call my nigga Phil no more, it's Phil.
No doubt. See?
Word,
see?
Phil.
Let's go Phil.
Phil,
yeah.
Just, that's it.
Phil.
So let's...
That's like, it's not really insider information, but if you go back far enough into my music, you probably would have heard it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So there's, you know, shit you can grow with me, man.
Yeah.
Go back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could double back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like motherfucking Power, the Power series, man. Word of Mother, man.
Word.
You know, you can catch me at season 19,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And go back.
Season 19, yeah, episode man. One right
all
now.
All the way back, man.
All the way back all to way one back, and man. One.
Some motherfuckers got all the tapes, man.
Word.
The
That's
CDs
dope.
And shit.
That's dope as fuck. Yeah. I love that shit.
Every now and again, somebody will pop up on social media,
uh-huh.
And I'll be tagged to a picture. It'd be one of my records, one of my albums,
yeah.
One of my CDs, one of my tapes.
Mm-hmm. What's that feeling?
It, listen, man.
It's
fucking excellent.
It's like, oh my God, I did something that long ago, yeah. And...
Somebody still has it.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. Because, you know, I was just talking about the other day, there's no... In newer cars, there's no CD player.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no CD. Like,
it's almost about to be over unless you got an older joint.
But they still selling CDs though.
Well, you gotta understand. There's like a I don't want to say it's like exact number, but there's a gap between, you know, the new cars that come out and then who can afford what. So you
True.
Figure the average person got a car
with a
13 years old. 15 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody they dealing around 03, 05. Maybe, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? 06.
With the tape player on the bottom?
They got a tape player. They got CDs in those.
Yeah.
But now you start copping the 2013s.
And I'm just...
Then they don't have them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, it depends on what level of life you on as far as, or what kind of vehicle you fuck with.
Truth. Yep. Look at that. We in here learning something with Phil Blunt.
Yeah, man.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, so, man. Fucking unlucky me.
Oh, man.
How'd you, like, I just want to know about it. How did it come about? Like, how did that whole...
I mean, at times, that's how I feel.
How the song, that's okay.
You know what I mean? I never knew what it's like to be lucky. Mm. I worked for everything that I got. Well, I worked for everything that I ever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Ever achieved. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't deal with luck anyway. I deal with karma.
Word.
So that was the whole gist of that. It's like, I never knew what it's like to be lucky. You know what I mean? And then the video concept was just, I had to channel it was the video on YouTube, The World's Unluckiest Man. And I saw that one time, so it popped in my mind. I'm like, oh, word.
Okay.
That video concept is going to be crazy because it's minimal.
Yeah.
It's to the point. So we just recreated that. And it went over, like... And the funny thing is, I didn't even like the finished product.
Really?
I swear I didn't like it. Everybody in the room, all my guys, like, yo, that shit crack. I'm like, nah, that shit whack, bro. That shit dookie. I'm ready to call my man back, like, yo, listen, tweak this, tweak.
Bro, that shit dope, bro.
Yeah.
That shit dope.
Thank you.
I fuck with you. You know that.
My brother.
You know that. Yep. Like,
like, I'm telling you, I ain't like it. I wasn't fucking with that shit.
That's like, fucking... Yeah, yo, man. You know what, though? I'm honest, too, so I can't be like, oh, really? But that shit...
I got whole videos in the tuck that ain't coming out. I just shot a video fucking like a month and a half ago. It's never coming out. Never seen
why?
It. Never seen a lot of
this. Why?
You know, listen, I shot 5 videos with KDTV.
Okay.
And 4 of them, that's come off, what's that? 5 for 4, that's pretty good. I mean, 4 for 5, that's pretty good. You feel what I'm saying? That's good stats right there.
Yeah.
I don't, you how many times you gonna shoot a video and everything goes right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta hit one that don't miss the mark. You know what I mean? And if you ain't hit that point, then you don't shoot enough, or you haven't shot a lot. You know what I mean? And we be shooting. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's like, I just wasn't feeling it. It missed the mark. And that wasn't to say, you know, it wasn't nobody's fault. It just wasn't. It missed the mark for what I was trying to get off.
Okay.
So it ain't nothing. We just put another one out.
Yeah, you know that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, you came out with a second video also, right?
Which one?
This nigga.
Right
after Unlucky Me.
We put out a few.
Using a car.
That's King Phil.
King Phil.
Yeah.
King Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. I just couldn't get the name right off.
Yeah. Word. And then we did Chilling with Puff joint.
Okay.
That's all Biggie's Pen.
Yeah.
And Perspective. I put out Perspective. That's the last song on Biggie's Pen. Okay. I'm still putting videos out from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Word. And King Phil's not even on the album. King Phil is just, I got records that I gotta.
Yeah,
you know, they still going. You know what I mean? So I gotta get them shits off my chest.
Yeah, you damn right.
Yep.
You damn right.
So King Phil's not on no project, but it's out.
So,
like, you can get it on iTunes and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's not attached to a body of work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. King Phil. How do you feel about the hip hop game today? Like, the local hip hop game first. Like, how do you feel about that?
Like,
the state it's in. Could it do better in your eyes? What could it, like?
I mean, it's just like beating motherfuckers in the head. It's just like, I want to get to a real... I'm trying to get myself to a point where I don't care. But it's hard because I love this shit and I love my town. So I always find myself getting wrapped up with one artist or another.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I've been on my Grunion shit lately, man. Like, man, fuck everybody, man. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. You get to those points. Word. I don't want to worry about nobody else right now.
Word,
you know
word,
what I mean?
Word.
You know, catch me in 3 months and I might be super entangled. I'm shouting out a few artists now. There's a few artists I'm shouting out.
Yeah.
You know, shout to Bragging Rights, Cam Cash, shout out motherfucking, motherfucking Gail Salvo. Shout,
word.
You know,
shout out to Gail.
Yeah, motherfuckers I'm working with.
Yeah.
So.
Hell yeah.
Shout out Ja Innocent. Okay. You know what I mean? Tone Tanner.
Word.
You know, it's motherfuckers I'm working with, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just not focused on nobody.
But.
Yeah, for the most part.
Word.
You know what I mean?
I dig it.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. That's how it's, yeah. You know.
No, if I'm throw an alley up, I'm gonna throw it anyway.
Yeah.
It don't take for you to be my artist for me to do that. You feel what I'm saying?
Word. So. Word. Fucking smoke session with Nichols and him with Phil Blunt.
Yeah, and we smoked in like 30s though.
30 though,
you know
huh?
What I'm saying? Smoking 30s with Nichols.
Huh? You dig? Fuck with me.
Word of mother.
My guy.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite strands of bud, bro?
Right now, I would say
top three being the last, you know, go that way.
Well, Granddaddy Perp.
Okay.
Motor Breath, and I say right now, I say Rocket Fuel.
Rocket Fuel?
Yeah, I say it's a toss up between Rocket Fuel and Gulfstream.
Gulfstream. G6. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have that shit. That shit is
some gases.
I bet. Sheesh.
Gulfstream G6.
Gulfstream.
If you Google it. Yeah. That Granddaddy Purpose stay solid.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's old school.
Yeah. If I don't got no Granddaddy Perp, you give me some bubble cuss.
Or.
You know what I'm saying?
Or.
That bubble stay what it is.
Yeah. See you bring up some old school names too.
That bubble official.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, niggas be trying to say anything is anything now.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know I mean, niggas don't have dirt.
Pulling like, out seven bags of weed, they all look the same. Yeah, smell different.
Yeah.
That shit. That's like poison ivy.
said, I yeah, don't want pushing the AIDS.
Pushing poison ivy, but
nigga said, I got
for the mother.
Fuck it.
Nah, man.
I had a question at the tip of my brain, too.
Mm-hmm. Roll another one up. Let's go way back up.
You know, fucking, what do you see, how many albums you see yourself having by the end of the year? I want to say, because you putting hits out right now.
Nah, well, okay, so.
Well, yeah, I'm
going to drop. Wintertime Cookout in bags. I know for sure two dropping.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how many more than that.
Okay.
But I know two albums are dropping because Wintertime Cookout is damn near. That's what I just let you.
Yeah. You got some heat.
Yeah. So.
You got some fucking heat. You got features on the track?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Who you got on there?
If
you can you?
Well,
can you?
I don't want to lock nothing in because I'm still picking, like I'm still sifting, like what's gonna beat it.
Okay.
Like none of the joints I played except for are guaranteed, but they all in the running.
Okay.
So that's what I do. I put up a bunch of records, and then I say this is it, and then I
shuffle.
I carve out a road, a path from beginning to end.
Uh-huh.
I might start with 16. I might start with 17, but I only want 11 up there. You know what I mean? But I don't want to have 11 for 11. I got to have room to create the project.
Word. So that's your mastermind then. You just shuffle it up and then...
It works for
pull
me.
Pull a timeline kind of?
It works for me because I know the range I want to stay in. Like I can tell you at the beginning how many songs I want. Within a two-song radius, I can say I want 10 to 12 songs. So that's guaranteed 10 to 12. But I'm gonna sift through 15, 16, 17 songs.
Yeah.
I'm definitely cooking up that many. You know what I mean? And I got a catalog. So it's like, you know, I don't know where I'm gonna pull from. But I'm trying to pull vibes out. And I don't wanna lose you like sound wise. I wanna stay. And you know, every beat ain't gonna be the same now, don't get me wrong. But I don't wanna lose you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Go do too much. Because I could just create a whole nother album for that. If you know what I'm saying? Like, everything ain't got to make one album. So,
word.
You know, I just try to carve out a nice body of work, bro. I'm all about the bodies of work. Like, I want you to get from start to finish. I don't want you to have to fucking fast forward nothing. I want you to rewind, if anything. Word. You know what I mean?
So want them to digest your balls.
Yeah. Yeah. That track two, I want you to be like, yo, the track two was like perfect for where it was. Like, if you would have moved it, if you would have moved it, it would have fucked up the album. Like, if track two was track eight, oh, this shit would have been trash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Perfect. Yeah. I need that's what I want.
That's the response you need. Yeah. Word.
You know what I mean? Everything fits, so. You know? Everything matters to me, man, when I'm cooking, so.
Yeah.
You definitely know that.
No, I dig it.
We ain't just putting anything together. We ain't just throwing anything together. We're trying to, you know, think about everything.
You also doing Super Saturdays, right?
Yeah. That's the showcase.
Uh-huh.
Just keeping the stage, bro. You know, that's one thing I'm about. I told you, I'm really, you know, about the Connecticut hip-hop community. Like, I'm a part of that.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Word, so same here.
I came up with, you know, with guys that had shows, had stages ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just don't want that to die out. You know what I mean? If it ain't enough guys like me, then these kids ain't got no stages to rock on.
I did.
You know what I mean? And get their wings up.
Word.
You know what I mean? Grow their wings.
True shit.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Fucking. We gonna do this smoke session with Nichols. We gonna take another break. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? We gonna finish rolling these J's up.
You know what it is.
Fuck with us. Got my guy Phil Blunt.
I'm in the building.
Phil Blunt.
In the motherfucker.
It's your boy. Get used to that, you hear me? Fuck with me. Smoke session with Nichols.
Back.
Yo, it's your boy Trap Jimmy. Smoke sessions with my man Nichols. You already know. Getting fried off that Gorilla Glue.
Smoke session with Nichols. We back.
30s.
This nigga got a thumb.
You know what I'm saying?
We rolling thumbs in this bitch.
Bongs.
How you roll a bong?
Roll
nigga?
A bong.
Fuck it. Feel blunt in the building.
Like bong.
Right? Fuck it. So, what's good in the world for you, Phil?
Hey, man.
How you feel about this whole new way of living? They try to fuck the game up for us. Shit is wild right now.
Yeah, because you boxed in. You got a choice in the matter.
Right?
You got to be involved.
Yeah, right?
You can't even dip over here and be fuck all that. I ain't fucking with it.
It's everywhere, just.
Man, listen.
I'm just trying to stay low-key.
Yeah. Yeah, you just hope your family's safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And pray that, you know, they ain't in the line of fire, man.
Yeah.
Shit real right now. And then even outside of the that bullshit, we losing a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just motherfuckers' mind states, you know? I ain't never in my life paid so much attention to mental health as I do now. Because you never know what somebody going through. You know what I mean?
That's big.
Yeah.
Definitely big, yeah. Bro. Right. I say it all the time. Check on your strong friend.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they strong, mm-hmm. Then sometimes they can't. You know what I mean?
Bro. Yeah, listen, man.
I always... We actually did, we still doing a tour for life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's definitely about speaking about mental health. Shout out to Mental Health CT.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think everybody's involved in there, whether one way or another or not. Whether you want to be or not, you're involved in it. Like, you got your own issues. You might not come out and say it, but everybody's dealing with some sort of mental health, whether it's a good... You know what I mean? Mindset or a battle.
Yeah.
So we all involved, man. You can learn something from a little bit of everybody.
Definitely.
I think a lot of it depends on your perspective, which was, you know, the last song on the Biggie's Pen album. Hey! You know what I'm saying? Clap it up.
Yeah.
But the last song was perspective, and that's what I mean when I say that. It's like, you know, you might be going through something, but the way that you view it, You got to figure out a way to view it to make it easy for you to digest it and live with it. You know what I mean? You view some shit and you just beat yourself up about it, then it is what it is. But if you find another perspective, way to view it, it's the glass half full, half empty theory.
Yeah. I mean?
It's the same thing. You can't get around it. It happened. But are you going to let it whoop you?
Yeah.
Mentally.
Because they used to be on that too.
Yeah. So you got to find a way to, you got to find a perspective, the proper perspective for you to put in it. That works with your psyche. You know? But,
and,
you know.
And that's a message brought to you by Phil Blunt.
Yes, sir. Dr. Philium.
Dr. Philium. Dig it. Word. Yeah, smoke man. Session with Nichols, man. Yeah, man. I fucking appreciate you.
And I love it. I'm enjoying it.
You already know.
Glad to be here, brother. I appreciate it.
Fucking right. I had to get you on here, man. Yes, sir. It's fucking about time.
Yes, sir.
You. Let's talk about No Gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago that started?
Shit, man. I forgot when it crept in my bars. I was a member of a collective called Stalkers in the Mist.
Okay.
And so, you know, when that started to die down, and we started to have a little separation, you know, instead of joining something, I created something. Uh-huh. And that was No Gimmick. You know what I mean?
And it's a label?
I wanted to model it after what I came from, and I came from a collective.
Okay.
But when it comes to money's being spent, you have to, it turns into that label-ish type of vibration. So okay. I guess yeah, it's a label.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't meant to be that though.
Yeah.
I never use contracts or nothing like that.
Okay.
Because I feel like, you know, until I got an artist that's making some money, it's not a business yet. So I'm not running around doing contracts. I'm trying to help these dudes become better songwriters.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Word.
I don't want to be the only person with a strong pen in my team. You know?
A Biggie's pen is a strong one.
Yeah. And that was the thing. What I get from it the most. It's the gall. Like, you had, like, who the fuck calling a album Biggie's pen? Even from people in New York. Like, I've had people in New York hear the album, and the minute they hear the title, it's like, Biggie's pen. And you get that, and I don't mind it. Because I'm a beat right through that. So yeah. Pop it in, and now you're going to see why I had the gall to call my album Biggie's Pen. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of gall. And then I'm from Connecticut. You know what I mean? I ain't from New York.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I dig it.
I backed that thing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Backed it up totally. Anything I said, backed it up. 1,000.
Yeah.
You know?
My body. I dig it. So,
as far as that, man, that's where that stems from, man. The Stalkers in the Mist was we had like 10 members. Nobody sounded alike. Everybody sounded different. Like, and that was the thing. So I was like, you know, I wanted to create that type of vibe, man. Like, you take a collective of talented motherfuckers and, you know, we just bring that energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all thrive from each other, vibe off of each other. And, you know, whether it's musically, you know what I'm saying? Like mentally, and financially.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Word.
Because it was never meant for me to be this motherfucking
CEO type.
Yeah, it was meant for, like, all right, man, if I'm doing a little better here, all right, come on. The rent paid, the studio here.
Yeah.
This nigga paid as the engineer. Let's go. Let's
get it.
But, you know, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dudes, man. When you got a lot of fist pumpers, you know, it get to the point where, you know, it should be a little bit more money.
More money, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, true.
Everybody can't just be fist pumping because we doing the same job. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's just rapping. We can't find a videographer, you know, in-house. You know, and don't nobody want to grab the camera and
take that job.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And when I created Dr. Phil, well, you know, now I got to shoot the videos.
Yeah.
Now I got to make the money, pay the bills, shoot the video. Shit just got hectic, bro. You know what I mean? It's a lot. You know what I mean? It's a lot. And you know, when you got friends and when you care about the people that you're involved with, sometimes the best thing is to kill the business and salvage the friendship. You know what I mean? Because I'm friends with every one of my artists to this day, so we don't have no bad blood. You know what I mean?
Dang.
So when I disbanded the situation, it wasn't no malice.
Yeah.
It was just like, I really want to stay friends with you motherfuckers, and I don't want to have no expectations no more. Because the expectations is where the friendship is starting to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You tug that.
Yeah.
So it was a grown man way for me to salvage my friendship with friends, because it wasn't about me being your CEO. That's not why I pulled you in, man. I thought you was fire.
Yeah,
and I thought you could be a lot better. You know what I mean? And we can make each other better. So that's what it was.
Word.
You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to all my guys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no animosity.
You know what I mean? It's none. And if it was, it's over now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Nah, man, those are my guys.
Word. Shout out to y'all. Yeah. What was the click? What was it?
No gimmick. No gimmick music.
Oh, you talking about no gimmick?
No, I'm talking about no gimmick. No, I'm just saying the Stalkers was the
roots.
Was the kind of the model. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I dig it. Word. But you still screaming though.
Yeah, the Stalkers and the Misses go. No, that's fine.
No, I'm talking about no gimmick now. See, we both we high. We can't. Let's start this over.
No gimmick ain't going nowhere. It's just as far as the label. I'd rather have been friends.
See?
You know what I mean?
As now far I as
get the studio, the studio's still here. It's not going nowhere. It's just not open to the public.
Public, yeah.
You know?
But smoke session with Nichols, y'all. Y'all know I get stoned.
Nah, I told you we smoking 30s.
Yeah, I was like, wait, so hold up. Which one did we break up time out?
And you know he with me, so it's gas. It's gas. Yeah. It's not all day. Gas flowing.
All day. All you know day. Man? You know what it is. we here. Phil Blount.
We're the mother.
You know, I said it right?
Yes,
I said
sir.
It's Phil. Nigga got me. All right. So, damn, I don't even want to talk about that. Right?
Man, talk about whatever.
You
man.
Got hits, man.
Talk about whatever, man.
You ever had any kind of conversations that you had to put on wax? Like, any...
Plenty.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm friends with all of them right now. We don't got no issues.
Yeah, nah, that's love. No issues, I just laughed just the way you said it. It's just like, yeah, plenty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm friends with all
plenty.
Of them. Right? That's real though. That's real. It's real plenty. Shit. And it was just for the wax.
You can't
like
call you... yourself King of Connecticut, nigga, and don't have none. You gonna get those.
Yeah.
Trust me. Yeah. The rest of the motherfuckers, I just you can't even get me. You like you just throwing fucking. Pumpkin seeds in a lake, my nigga. That shit ain't gonna be no ripple effect, man.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
He said pumpkin seeds in a lake.
You go.
Oh.
But if somebody's strong enough, feel like
jumping?
Know, yeah, they feel like they feel, you know. Yo, one thing about me, I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm gonna give everybody a jewel too if you listening, man. You really want to prove you better than somebody? Get on a record with them. So if anybody think you tougher than me, hop on a record with me.
That's all it. Right?
That's it.
That's.
And we ain't got a battle on a record.
just
yeah,
spit
hop
your
on
shit.
A record.
Just
hop on a record
shit.
With me, man.
That's it.
Yeah, man. You ain't got throw subs on the net. You ain't got to do none of that. You ain't got to diss me on the record because I might not diss you back. You might just waste your studio time. Because you got to be strong for me to diss you back. But if you really want to prove it, even if you want to prove it on some sneak shit, and like fake act like you my man, and then outdo me on the record, and then shit later, then nigga, you better do it that way, nigga. Word of mother.
Smoke session with Nichols. We're going to take a quick commercial break. It's your boy. We here with Phil Blount.
We here in the fucking building.
It's your boy. Fuck with me.
Peace, Connecticut. It's your man Unicron, Metamusic General, Full Blast Representative, and you are now tuned in to Smoke Sessions with your boy Chuck Nichols.
Smoke Session with Nichols, we back at it.
Yes, sir. 30 session, man, with Blunt, Nicolero.
Huh?
Man, listen.
Nicolero.
That's an ill rap name, Blunt Nicolero.
Woo!
Blunt Nicolero, that's like some 95 Live.
Right? Blunt
that nigga was L too, Blunt Nicolero. he was a Woo affiliate. he was on the Swarm album.
You know
what I'm saying?
You ain't here, Blunt Nicolero.
Word, man.
Fuck yeah.
Trust me, man. Yeah.
We ain't here though.
No, the mother. We in the building, man.
Yeah, dope lab.
I appreciate you for fucking having me, bro, man. This shit is live, man.
Yeah. Appreciate you for being here, bro. You got some... You already know, man. I'm a fan. I want to, you know, I appreciate you. Your music is dope.
Thank you.
You know, and I just try to make it happen, man. People that don't know artists, follow these artists and listen to their music.
We real people, man. We real people.
Yeah, that's all. That's you know? All, man. I try, you know, Smoke Session with Nichols. I'm just here for this good convo. That's all. Bring you this dope podcast that I, you know, I started this joint so I could reach out and make this shit happen.
No doubt.
That's all.
No doubt. I fucks with it.
Also, every show, reach out to Full Blast Book It. We just opened the website. Go check it out.
Boop, 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 boop.
FullBlastBookIt.com.
The best at it.
Huh?
Huh?
We are the movement.
Huh?
Fuck with us. Check my merch site. VirtualMerchBoost.com/ChuckNichols.
Cop that.
Yeah. I got the Rosa Parks Fuck Your Rules shirts on sale right now.
Send me the links.
Yeah, yeah, got you. Yeah. Yeah. You want to shout anything out,
buddy? Hey, man, shit, man. Tap in, man. Just tap in, man. Just Phil Blunt. Tap in. BLOUNT. Phil Blunt, man. PHILBLOUNT, man. Just tap in.
On anything.
You know, on anything, man. Phil Blunt 1 on Phil Blunt 1 on Instagram.
Word.
Hey, where else is, like, the real Phil Blunt on YouTube.
Okay.
Or if you want to just Google and make it easy, it's Phil Blunt, man.
That's
I'm around. You know what I mean? Hello work out there.
Hell yeah.
Word.
You remember any of your favorite shows that you've done?
Shit. My favorite show ever was I opened up at Toad's Place.
Uh-huh.
For ODB.
Word.
Yeah. I got the show the day of. Now, I had contacted Toes probably like 2 weeks prior, 3 weeks prior, trying to get the opening slot, and was told that he was bringing his own opening act. And so I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. I ain't think nothing of it. You know what I mean? I don't want to be a liar, so I'm going to, just so I don't make myself a liar, I'm going to say the day before they called me and told me about the show. But I'm kind of positive. If Jug was here, he could tell me if I'm right or wrong. But I'm kind of positive. They called me either the night before or that day and told me that I can come open up. Mm. So I'm like, damn, I don't got no show. Now, back then, you know, we used to rock straight music.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean?
So I wasn't really prepared.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, what am I going to rock? What am I going to rock? And we came up with a set for like 45 minutes long.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And rocked out. I mean, I had a singer named Joy with me.
Uh-huh.
My boy Jug. We had choruses. We had like a chorus, if not one or two choruses that we had just came up with while we was vibing.
Yeah.
She remembered it. She came out and sang them. Like, it was official.
Word.
Yeah. And I rocked for 45 minutes. So, make a long story, a little bit longer, but not that long. ODB never came.
Wow.
So, and I think they knew that. Remember? Because they said he was bringing his own opening act.
Yeah.
But the crowd paid $30 that night to see Phil Blunt for 45 minutes. And the club didn't get torched. Nobody cried for their money back. And that would have been ODB's final show in Connecticut. Because if you remember, he was on parole and he couldn't come to Connecticut. So he had the show booked. Parole stipulation stopped him from coming. He didn't come. And then he died probably like 2 weeks later or a week later. So that was going to be his last final Connecticut show. That's actually when, was he with? I don't want to say he was with Dane. Remember he was with Rockefeller for a split second? Right before he passed, man. Yeah.
Wow. So
your boy opened up for ODB, man, and I did my motherfucking thug thizzle.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Word. Yeah, you said, man. They burned
the thing. Nobody burned the building down, man. Phil Blunt rocked for 45 minutes, man.
Straight. Yeah. Hell yeah. That shit was tiring?
I loved it. I still do. But I was in my performance bag back then. Like, you know, that's a lot of years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in my bag. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I remembered everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I remember every line all the time back then.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Word.
But that's my best show ever. You know what I mean? As far as Phil Blunt performing.
And
the year is, you can check the year, when the year he died. That tells you the date. Time stamp.
What's the furthest you traveled for a show?
Martha's Vineyard.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It's a great event.
Yeah.
It was dope.
Yeah.
I mean, we got paid to be out there. We had, I want to say, a mansion and a couple houses to house all the artists that came. We had cars. They gave us a couple cars. Not like that many, but we had cars. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we was just out there balled out for the weekend.
Why not, right? Yeah. Fuck it.
Stalkers in the Mist, Street Goons.
Uh-huh.
It was a bunch of other artists. Not a bunch, but it was a few other artists too. But I know we went together because those are guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So wherever we used to go to, like if they had a show, we'll go with them. Link up.
Vice versa.
Vice versa. And we used to do the same thing with Tiger Corona, you know what I'm saying? Ty Henney's father.
Uh-huh.
That was my guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Shit.
But Martha's Vineyard, that's probably the furthest I traveled for a show.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, give me a funny weed story.
Funny weed story. Yo, man. I mean, shit, the shit was funny after. It wasn't funny when it happened. All right, but shit,
let's do it.
I bought some Dookie. But I held that shit. I held that shit for like a month until I seen this nigga again. Like I was upset about this shit, and it was not happening. So I hit the nigga with a text, like, you know, doodle alert, man. And I'm gonna hold on to that till I see you. Just know, you know, I can't accept that one.
You said doodle alert?
Yeah, it was so bad I couldn't eat it. Like, I couldn't eat that one.
See, we can't use these words in the same sense.
That shit was trash, God.
There we go.
And I needed my money back. Like, it was that bad. Like, there's levels to it. There's bad where you just like, all right, that shit. And then it's like, all right, man, you smoke a little when you give somebody. And then it's like, fam, I'm upset that you even attempted to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hold that. And And it's just what happened. It was damn near a month later. But you could take that back, family. I'm not eating that.
He ate that one.
Yeah, I need my money back.
Yeah, he would. How you get a refund on a refund?
Nah, because I told him that day. I did not wait.
So it was like the 7-day thing.
So it's like, because it's all about when you check back. Like, you can't tell me a month later. I mean, that's, you know, now I'm playing you for a sucker. I told you right then and there, I need my money back, fam. We not eating that one. It just, you know, and I'm gonna patiently hold it till I see you.
Yeah.
That's all. So I don't know whether he thought I was lying, but a month later, I got my money back.
Oh,
he got that same bullshit. He swerved me. You know what I mean?
Smoke session with Nichols.
Word of the mother, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I held that shit, bro.
Yo, what's the track we playing after the joint, man?
Yo, man. It's the King Phil joint, man.
Oh, Phil. Yeah.
King Phil. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tap in, and if you want to see the visual version, man, go ahead. You know, just search it on YouTube. King Phil.
Word. Smoke session. I can't even talk, because I'm still laughing. Smoke session with Nichols.
Fuck, you know a nigga like that, too, man.
Oh, my God.
He out there, man. You walk by him every day when you're going to get your wraps, man. He in front of the store, and he pushing some Dookie. I ain't saying you got it from him, but you seen the nigga, fam. He out there.
Oh, man.
Nah, yeah, nah. Niggas owe me some hay mind, man. We had to.
Hey, man.
It was bad. I literally held it for a month. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, my gosh. Fuck. King Phil.
King Phil.
Oh, you wanna shout anybody out, bro?
Listen, man. I wanna shout you out.
It's your boy.
You know what I mean? I appreciate the appreciatable.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Word. Hey,
the music is out there. I make enough of it. I'm not going to stop. I do this shit for real. I'm a lifer. I love it. I'm not one of these, you know, these old niggas that's just talking this bullshit, you know? We love this music shit.
Word.
You know what I mean? And I ain't one of these old grumpy niggas. You know what I mean? And I don't make music for you young niggas.
That's all.
I'm just nice enough that I can dance with you niggas. But the reality of it is I make music for my peers. So I make music for my age bracket.
Word.
You know what I mean? And I'm happy doing so.
Hell yeah.
Phil Blunt, check me out, man. You know what I mean? My music back up anything I say about me.
Huh?
You know what I mean? If you have a certain age, I should be in your bloodstream.
Talk that shit.
You know?
Talk that
King
shit.
King Phil, the CT shit, you niggas know what it is. We love this shit, man.
That's all. It's your boy Chuck Nichols. You know the smoke session with Nichols.
There's
an underscore behind everything except Nichols on Instagram. Follow me. Tap in, man. I got more episodes than this one. Go down the line. Hit me on Anchor. Hit me on Facebook.
Shout out to my baby Dedda too. I'm sorry, bro. Shout out to Dedda Tings. I love you back, baby.
Huh?
I love you.
Huh?
My nigga.
Word. Shout out to Dedda. Shout out to JV. Yes, shout out the whole MBK. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing.
Shout out to everybody, man.
Word. Yes. You already know what it is. There's fuck with your boy.
Name, man. Shout out to my partner, Executive Chuck. Shout out to my partner, True Allah. Shout out to my brother, Buddha Man. You know what it is.
Huh? See? It's your boy. I'm here for this good convo. Fuck with me.
My kids. All fine.
All fine.
All fine.
Word. Shout out to Phil Blunt.
You know what it is, bro. Thank you again, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, I fucking appreciate you, bro. True shit. I'm a fan. You already know. Tap in with me, yo. It's your boy. Till next session. Bye, niggas.
Bang.
Sky's on the track. Whoa.
Yeah. Bars, man. Nothing less. I hit the shoe store twice this week, just caught my third pair. Scratched my rim up on the curb, damn. Burr shit up on my windshield, still feel like a king feel. Tip trying to gear shift, go from second to third gear. You should buy a church if you all scared. Healthy fear, street sweeper, get you all cleared. Floating through my city in that spaceship. I hit you with the beep beep like that's my dog there. They shot at me, my car was like a force field. It ain't no doubt in my mind, that's why you on chill. Lord willing, I'm standing them all still. Bitch call life, you could get a divorce still. I ain't killing with kindness, I was killing his kindin'. At the time of day in question, I was killing vagina. I was killing it softly, I make killing you costly. Cause I push a brown bag and I give an assignment, all clear. Bluetooth, all paired, street cat, trying not to relapse back to my dog years. When the streets talk, I'm all ears. You either dying or you pour beer and pour beers. Yeah, I sit here shining minus the wrist wear. It ain't no dirt on my shoulder, but it's a chip there. They told me it's money there, so I went there. I fit there, right in, gunning my extra clip there. I ain't pull it out till it went weird. Niggas turn Muslim, peace God, sincere. Rims 19, but the car was born this year. I can send your ass a text, I'm near as soon as I get there.